let's see, let's try meeting, open Zoom meeting. Okay, host has joined, we've let them know you're here, okay?
Are we out of wood, is that why we can't have a fire?
No, I got here.
Oh, too late?
Yeah, by the time you pull it out now, you'll be here till when?
It'll be warm for tomorrow.
So then let's speed it up.
Yes. Well, she's saying that she's joining, so I don't know why she isn't popping up, but... Because I'm just waiting for her. Let's see. That's, are you coming to the meeting? Yes, Tony, I am.
Well, they kept asking me, so...
Are you texting her?
I was just going to text her now, yes.
Okay, because she texted me having problems, but I don't know if she means on our end or on her.
Well, I think it's on hers, because it says, host has joined, we've let them know you're here. So, oh, there she goes. Now she's.
Kathy, you do want to go to this? Are you going to go to this?
I would, yeah, probably.
Yep. You want me to just forward this to you?
I'll probably go.
The information?
Would you please?
It's just a service, 6 to 8, and they're going to have a, I guess it's a viewing, 6 to 8, and the service is at 7:30. I mean, we were neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew
her.
No, I was just curious, because a lot of people are coming to the funeral.
Yeah, they're not. I noticed that.
So, like, my mother-in-law passed about a month ago, so then we had... a short service for her and put her in the ground with her husband up in Pennsylvania, and then we have a celebration of life at the Williams on Monday. Yeah, because before it was two nights of the week, and then a mass, and then the cemetery, and 15 grand later. Mm-hmm.
It's 5,000 even without doing the funeral home. I think it was like having Bobby cremated. It was like $6,000.
Okay.
No, it's on her end because mine is saying that she's been notified.
All right, so I'll call the meeting to order. It's whatever time it is.
6:15.
Roll call. Is that Brini?
Hey, Brini. Are you having a problem getting on?
No, I'm on. I've been on like 10 minutes already.
Okay, because it says, host has joined. We've let them know you're here. You need to let us in.
I know, but nobody's telling me that you're ready to come in.
No, I'm ready. It's saying here that on my computer that it's we're waiting on you. Oh, there she is.
You want it?
Do we see you?
You just kind
of
hit them.
All right, I'm going to hang up the phone.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, not to be mean, but she's in a tank top.
I know, that's... You have a lot of nerve.
Yeah.
You know, we're sitting here freezing with coats on, and you're in a tank top.
Unmute. Okay. Let me just get this. I gotta unmute. Come on.
There?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, it never told me that you were on. You're waiting for everybody to come on.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get, let's see. Come on. Zoom meeting is not responding. All right.
Rainy, can you hear us?
Okay, we're doing roll call. So we got Peter's here.
Tony's here.
Dave Moore.
Gene.
Kathy.
Doug.
We'll move to approval of September 17th, 2024 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, what time did you start? Okay, 6:17. Wait a minute.
6:15.
6:15. Okay, roll call. Dean.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it.
All right, come down here.
I'm here.
I'm here. I'm here.
Absent are
Eli?
Eli, Damon, and Dave Garcia.
No response from Susan.
No.
Oh, no response from the email?
I was saying that she's out.
I also sent a letter, not just an email.
And I took her off the website as one of the board members.
Okay. All right, I'm caught up now. sorry about that. I'm sitting here waiting. Everybody. Okay. I didn't lose the minutes because I wasn't there, and Tony was nice enough to make a copy of the text, which was 18 pages. So I tried listening to the video and do that, and it took me 2.5 hours to do 2 pages. So okay. I attached a copy of the text with the agenda, and I put it in the file.
From my recording, there's a new feature on the phone that you can transcribe the audio to text. But there was a lot of talking and stuff, so yeah, that's why it was so many pages.
Yeah, it was 18 typed pages it was.
Wow.
That I was going to have to go through and figure out who said why, and then listen to the video. And it took me two and a half hours to do like 2 pages, typed pages for me. And I didn't have time to do 16 other pages. It was crazy.
So Eli sent an email saying that he's not going to make it.
So I need a motion to approve the minutes of September 17th minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second?
No second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Report of Secretary Treasurer.
Okay, maybe I didn't send you the profit and loss, sorry. Profit and loss.
Everybody forgets
about me. No, sorry. Profit and loss is here. There's $31,899 in the bank as of today. Accounts receivable is $28,943. If you look at your accounts receivable summary, you're going to see that I've been in touch with Caroline, and she's sending out, you'll see what's regular statements got mailed for the people that only owe $375. Anybody over that, Caroline is sending a standard collection letter. These big people, they're getting judgment letters, collection letters. If they don't respond, we're going to start with a judgment because this is just crazy to wait this long for these people. I had some of these people promise that they're going to start paying. They paid once. I've gotten nothing since then. So that's it. The $75 for the letter has already been added to their statements. So they're going to be paying for that. And that's part of this price. So we're going to go get them. That's it.
Just to put out there as a note, I believe it's Mr. Kramer.
He's been very ill.
I think he had a stroke or something. He might currently be in the hospital. I don't know. But yeah. I don't think the house is in his name anymore anyway.
No, it's not. I think it's in his
ex-wife's.
It's in his, ex-wife's. Yeah. Like if you look up the tax records.
I did, and at that point it was still the same.
It was still his? Okay.
Yeah, but maybe it changed.
They changed it back and forth.
This is September 23rd, so maybe.
No, that should still be good because I've seen it in her name, and I've seen it in his name, and then back to her name. So I haven't looked at it recently, so.
So, yeah, so it's Alan Dora. Trump-Hoare-Crane.
You'll see it says judgment collection letter. Those are the ones that I think we should really go after. I mean, they're just, you know, they get a scary letter from me, they pay, and then they just say, okay, this will shut them up for a while. But no.
So are we allowed to add in the attorney fees?
Yes, we've always had. We always have.
So the $1,100 that it's going to cost for each one of these, we can add that on top of it?
Yeah, if we get paid. I mean, otherwise we're out $1,100.
Well, if they get a judgment from
from the courts.
Yeah,
then we go after
them. Yeah.
Yeah, these ones getting, I mean, like that Carol Hope, you, whatever her name is, she called me and said, I'm going on vacation when I get back. We're going to, you know, I'm going to work it out. Never heard from her. Same thing with the one down the street, that 70 Wildwood Shores, that corner house, the brick house. Same thing. She goes, oh, I'll pay you $500, I'm going to pay $100 a week. I got $500, I got $100.
That's this one over here?
Yeah, nothing.
Peterson's old house?
Peterson.
That's who used to own the house.
Bill, Bernita, Bernita Range. Yeah.
Of course I go back.
You sure do. Yes. So we're on it, and we're going to try to really get this money in here. And I believe that's it. Nothing outstanding besides what we went over with the this glucose. You're going to look into that. That's it for me. Any questions? If you do, you know where to get me.
Special committee chairman bylaws.
That will be now me. Doug, you still in?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony?
I'm in.
With the board, I wanted to bring up that Jen, who's got experience in this and also can take exceptional notes, because everybody on this committee is like, I don't want to take notes. So Jen has offered to help us with that, and I think that would be great. And I think Damon mentioned, what I'll do is, again, I will download the bylaws, we'll each have a copy, we'll set a date, like, within a month, like, next month. All you want to do is just, we got to start from scratch, is we're going to take out all that's bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, things that don't need to be in there anymore. Then we can drill down, and then we as a committee will go over, you know, section by section what we feel needs to be updated, removed, changed, or whatever, and then we can keep bringing it back to the board. And I think within 6 months we could probably get this buttoned up, if not less, and then once we have a final draft, we can give it to the lawyer to see. Now, Jen did go over with how her landlord did a write-in vote, because he has condo associations and they don't go to the meetings either. So I haven't really looked at all the paperwork on that, but it's a basic online, like, mailer or whatever. You know, we figure out different ways to combine it, but he has a really foolproof, you know, manner on, you know, voting. So with the bylaws, by the time we get everything done and buttoned up with the lawyer, I'm sure we can figure out how to best to get it out to the community for a community vote.
And maybe Caroline can give us some input, too. I mean, that's her bailiwick.
Hmm?
That's her bailiwick, you know, condo associations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Caroline.
Okay.
Good. Do we need to do anything, Jen, or just since she's on?
Oof, she's on.
Yeah. Okay, because I mean, it's just, yeah, I didn't either. That's why I just, you know, I put it out to say, look, she's offering to help, and she takes great notes, and she's one that'll type everything
up. Make a motion.
Okay, I make a motion that Jen Ferbaron can assist us with our bylaws.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you still have all the copies of the bylaws that you and Susan were working on with the little notes for changing?
I have mine. Okay. I don't have hers. I'm going to reach out to her because she did a really great spreadsheet.
Yeah, I have it too.
And
you have the spreadsheet?
Not the spreadsheet.
Oh.
Yeah. But she did do I think that she had emailed it to me, so I'm going to go and look for it. And if not, I'm just going to reach out to her and say, hey, can you just send me the information? Otherwise, I have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And it would be a big help if you...
Yeah, so when we were at Pete's house, she put it up on the board.
Yeah. Yeah. So she has a presentation, and it's very well done. So hopefully she'll send it.
That's a start.
It is. Yes. It's a big start.
Yep.
That's all I have to report on.
Good. Good report. Any other committee? Well, how about docks and beaches? Close up.
Ladders
out.
They just need to get closed.
You have somebody planned for that?
Yeah, next week. It's
your garden guys or something?
Next week it's going to be in the 70s.
Do you need help with the beaches being closed up? Do you need any help physically? I mean, or is it?
Sure.
Okay. If you just get, you know, text me, you know, what day, or email me what day and time, and I'll make sure I'm available.
Okay.
I'm available. Same. This Saturday. if you're doing it this way.
And when I'm
home all day Saturday, so let me know.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm not available.
Are you good Saturday?
I am good Saturday during the day.
One question regarding what was it, the pool. You and I had talked about that one ladder where Anthony gave you the new device. Is it possible, did we talk about that, Peter, where you might be able to weld something onto the bottom?
So he's on Bass Rock Road, so he got a new ladder for his dock. He got a new dock. So he gave us a ladder where it's one of those that lifts up so that we don't take it out. But it needs, remember you put feet on the other one because it was too close to the thing. So if we take that ladder apart and give it to you, can you do the same thing?
Just give me the dimensions and what you need.
Well, the guy welded them on.
Huh?
Your guy welded them on.
Okay, tell me what to do.
Yeah,
whatever. Just give me a little drawing, how you want it. Length, width.
I think we can flip the brackets around. From
so the
left,
top is a little further out.
From the left, put it on the right, and vice versa. Because they're offset back away from the water.
Okay.
So if we flip them, they'll be closer to the water, so it'll bring the top of the ladder out away from the wall.
No,
but
we still need
the feet.
Yeah, we definitely need the feet. But that'll also bring the top further away from the wall, too, so you have hand room so your fingers don't get caught. Because that's exactly
so like where the flip point is, the pivot, the hinge, is back here. So we can move it closer out here. So the ladder will be more straight up and down, and you probably have more space at the top of the wall because it's the rung is right up against the wall.
So
you pinched your fingers.
To,
unbolt it from the cement. Unbolt the ladder from the brackets. Just swap brackets side to side.
And then
put it back together.
Feet on the bottom.
Whatever you need.
Okay, I am totally hosed.
Mm-hmm.
Reedy, can you still hear us? The only reason is my screen is frozen. Okay, I can't hear her. Yay, I love technology, said no one. Here, Dave.
Oh. What happened?
Because otherwise I'm just going to, like, throw
is
it.
Is she still there? Yeah, she is.
We don't know.
Oh,
she's talking.
Your
I'm
laptop
posed.
Is frozen. Your mouse is not moving.
Right. I might have to disconnect and then reconnect.
Let's get her on the phone.
Yeah, just tell her that my computer froze and I'm
still hanging and listen to us, but we can hear if she's on the phone. So
if you can hear us, we're trying to get you back. She said I hear you.
Yeah.
I can read lips.
Hang on here.
She laughed. I was gonna tell her we're gonna log out. Oh,
thank you for seeing that message, because I'm like, what? I don't think it was a real good.
Yeah, so but you we
now we can hear you.
We can't hear you.
You're
so we'll just put you on the phone for now.
Okay, I'm gonna sign off on the other thing now.
Well, leave it on. This
yeah,
way
you
can
leave
hear
it
her.
On, and
yeah.
Thus we get it back. So we get it back.
Yeah, if you leave it on, I can.
She
I
can still hear us.
But this way,
yeah, she can
this,
hear
this,
us.
This way we can.
She can hear us.
I have to like
on the
force,
computer.
Force shut off
yeah.
Your computer.
Yep. Yeah. It's okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
So tell Rainey that we're on. Is there any, was there any correspondence?
No.
No.
Spoke to a guy from JCP&L, and they have to have a special guy that deals with the power lines, a special tree guy to deal with the power lines. You know, but
So it's back on their back?
No, it's on ours, and they want $3,700.
Oh, I saw that. I also looked at the tree over the weekend. Back in the day, if I was still taking trees down, I could take that tree down.
Yeah.
You climb a ladder.
I can hoist you up there.
You climb a ladder and you put a cable on it and you run it back to the tree over here with a come along. Start pulling on it, cut the bottom, and the damn thing will go right over there. Gone.
Yeah, I can't see spending $3,700.
But I can't do that. Can your guy do that?
I can have him come out. I can have him come out.
I mean,
look at it.
Like I said, there's one branch in the wires, and I think it would just break off.
Oh yeah, thanks.
I wouldn't worry about that. Just pull it over. Just cut it and pull it.
I mean, it's gonna fall down anyway. At some point.
You gotta pull it because it's leaning the wrong way. That's why you gotta pull it.
Yeah.
Talk to your guy.
Did the neighbor next door not get a hold of? Oh, no, you said JCP&L's.
Well, give him $500.
JCP&L gave her the name of this company, and she got them to come out and give an estimate.
$3,700 for this dead tree?
It's ridiculous.
So what was her name?
Carol Adams.
Okay.
We'll give him $500. Pull it down and leave it there. Then we'll get Dave to cut it up and get rid of it.
We'll cut it up.
Just leave it laying there.
Dave's gonna go have someone look at it.
No, Dave is. He's gonna call his guy.
Dave Moore. Yeah.
Okay. Dave Moore is gonna call, what was the guy's name?
Scarpon.
Scarpon.
They pick down trees and remove dead bodies.
Scarpon.
Okay, unfinished business. The discussion of Lions Avenue apps. Sand Harbor rights.
Tony wrote up some applications for Lions Avenue that they would have to fill out if they're moving on to Lions Avenue with their $5 fee. Does everybody have a copy of that, Tony? Did you send that to everybody?
I have a copy. I mean, I didn't print it out, but yes.
Kathy brought a copy.
Okay.
That's for Lions Avenue?
It's good.
Changed the color of the banner, made it clear that this is Lions Avenue, changed the fee to what we discussed at the last meeting.
Nothing from Wild West Shores in here.
No.
So they can't see.
So that's for their new bill?
And there's one fee?
Yeah.
One fee on
one fee?
One fee. Doesn't say what everybody else's fee is.
Does that include a boat?
Yeah, so it says, so boat and jet ski. So it says 2025 boat mooring application - Lions Ave residents. We should probably change that to non-members.
Non-WASPO members?
Kings Avenue.
Or add Kings Avenue because of
we could write on that.
Yeah, write on it.
Yeah.
Write what you wanted to say, write it and give it to me and I'll change it.
Just
so where it says Lions Ave, we're gonna put non-residents.
Non-WSPOA.
Non-members.
Non-WS.
Wildwood Shores probably.
I would put Kings Avenue just so he knows that he's included.
I do too. I agree.
So wouldn't non-WSPOA members?
Kings Avenue.
Right.
Put it all in there.
Yeah. Because the whole thing is that if he sees any piece of a hole that he can wiggle his toe in, but if we're specifically addressing his street along with everybody else's, he's not, he plays by the same rules as they do.
Okay, so I put Lions Ave / Kings Ave.
Oh my God, I've never seen updates take this long.
Okay.
It's like a whole
thing. And number 3, under the rules and regulations, it says 2025 membership dues, Wildwood Shores, we need to take that out.
Line, what was that? Line?
Item number three. All docs will be assigned contingent upon full payment of, and then in parentheses it says 2025 membership dues, Wildwood Shores. We need to cross that out because this is only for Lions Avenue and Kings Avenue.
Okay. I'll take that out as well.
And leave in mooring fees and blah, blah, blah. The rest of it I think is okay.
Okay.
Then, when I read this over on number four. It says all shots must be signed with sticko, which must be visible.
Are you done?
And on Sand Harbor, which is part of Lawrence Avenue, they use that beach. They have items in the big buckets. Do we want to put something like all items on the beach must be in an enclosed dock box, or are we going to let them put them in just a big plastic bucket, open bucket with the toys hanging out?
You want that on the application, or you want that in a newsletter, or?
We have the same issue with Pebble, because Pebble's got a bucket of toys, too.
State that everything has to be in a box where it's nice and neat.
I would say if you want something added to the form under one of the numbers, send me the verbiage and I'll add it to the form.
Well, what does everybody think about adding that on there? I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know what everybody else feels.
Yeah, I agree, because they're all over the place.
They're all over the place. They have this bucket with all these old toys just overflowing instead of everybody else
on the beach.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Tony, you want me to send you the wording then, or something similar to it?
Yes, send me the wording and tell me what number to add it to.
Okay.
And just send it in an email, and I'll update it right away.
Okay, thank you. And then, in number 8, I had Wolf Host trailers, and then I had kayaks, canoe ramps. I added everything in there so it wasn't just boats and trailers left on the property. Will be removed. Like on the beaches, we're always tracking down the paddle boards. We're tracking down the canoes and the kayaks and the rafts. So I was just going to list them all. I don't know how everybody feels about that.
I'm fine with that.
Yes.
Yeah, so send me an update for number 8 as well.
Stickers, and this goes for everybody, not just a lot of people aren't putting the stickers on. Can we add something that any boat without a sticker can be fined? You know, a fine of $100, they could put it on, or I don't know what you want to do with that, because I'm always chasing down the people with the stickers.
Stickers must be adhered, or else.
Right, I have...
She's back on.
It's the all boat stickers must be adhered to the right side of the boat where visible. And we say that every year in the same way, but we don't say if it's not done, you're going to get, you know, a fine or a fee or for not doing it. So
sure.
I don't really add that.
I'm so sure if you want to add that.
All of
well, who's the issue, Kamala?
Wait a minute, I have two things.
You're echoing.
Okay. Where are we?
We're with you.
We have the phone up.
So I had the phone going and I have this going. So
who's not putting them on, do you know?
Who? A lot of them.
I'm guilty from my kayaks, but I mean my kayaks are covered so you can't see them anyway.
The kayaks are pretty good, but it's the boats that don't put them on.
Who doesn't put them on?
She just hit a line.
I don't have the list here. I have that in the 24 folder.
I mean, I would say, yeah, sure.
Yeah, why
you
not?
Yeah.
You know, it's that same thing. Why is somebody entitled that they don't have to put it on when everybody else does?
So what do you want to do? Fine them?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Give them a warning?
Tow them.
We tried that once. We don't. Yeah. We know that we can't tow.
I would say send them a warning. And
yeah, send them a warning and let them know if they don't put the stick on, they're going to get fined $100.
So should I just say fine of $100, and then when they don't do it, I'll say that this is your first and only warning, and it will happen next year. Will be fine, something like that, or just say that you will be a warning will happen.
I'd say warning and fine, because what if there's a legitimate reason, like it fell off, I put it on, it fell in, I don't know.
One warning
and then a fine.
James Camo is good at that one.
Yeah.
We've had that one
Okay.
I think the stickers should have the year on them also.
No.
Mm-mm. Well, what happens is they come in a roll of like maybe 500, 400. So to put the year on, you're not going to get the whole roll. So why not? I use the numbers. So
can't get them, okay. Can't get them put it that way. I tried.
So it was a minimum order.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, do they have, like, you know how they have, we get a stamp made, literally, where we can just stamp the sticker.
Can do that, too.
Because they're easy enough to get.
You need a waterproof, sunproof stamp, though.
Well, it only has to last a season. It only really has to last us a couple of months. But there's, you know, a lot of times you remember the old supermarket, like, you know, where you can change the year.
A permanent marker would work.
Yeah, that's probably true, too.
Like a Sharpie should.
Yeah, that probably would work best, yeah. That's a good idea, John.
And quick question for, I think it was Renee that reached out to me a while ago for updating stickers. She said that our sticker guy isn't doing stickers anymore, or he went out of business.
Right. Well?
Retired.
Pete said that his guy went out of business. So I'm going to actually do it here, because I send the letters from here. So okay. I'm going to get it printed down here. It'll make it easier for me.
Are we out of stickers?
Okay, let me know.
Yeah, we're out of stickers.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Well, so then let's go to a different printer that will only make up whatever we need.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to a printer and check around different places and ask what we could get done. If we could do like 50 a year with, or 60 a year with, you know, a year on it and see how that works.
But Renee, let me know if you need me to provide you a file for the sticker, if you want me to update it with, you know, our current boat graphic.
Yeah, send that to me. I'll ask my new guy. I got a new guy.
Just give me the dimensions. Give me the size you want it. I don't know what the size is.
Okay.
I think it's like...
Take the one you didn't put on your boat.
I'll take the one I didn't put on.
And the kayak.
And put a year on it.
I think I got mine, too. I didn't put mine on the kayak, either.
See? This is what I'm talking about.
Well, I have one on my kayak. I just don't have this one on my kayak.
Kathy, send Gene a fine for $100.
Yes.
And Tony. Tony, too.
Tony and I need to be fine. Oh, wait, you might as well put Glory on that list. She didn't put hers on either. So that's Jen. That's $400 we just made. It's Jen, Tony, me, and that Glory.
I can make a lot of money this way. All right.
We're done with that, so new business? Say warning and fine. That's what we agreed on.
Okay. And you have the stickers up there. Are you going to go to your guy, Pete?
I'll ask him what it's going to cost. You can go to your guy, too, and see what they cost.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Because I'm going to say 50 and have the year on a copy of what he's sending me.
Yeah.
The artwork.
Okay, so Pete, Rainy with the stickers. Okay. All right. I think that was it for that one. I don't have anything else. Anybody else have anything?
No, not as far as with the boats are concerned.
Okay, and then our boat application should stay the same, right?
Yeah, but we should add the same verbiage as far as, like, you know.
We're gonna get the lines that people off of ours.
Yeah.
But I think we should have the same verbiage on ours as far as the stickers. Yeah. You know, on the boat.
When she sends me that, I'll update the boat.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Alright,
My neighbor, Paul, is interested in a boat slip and being notified if another one opens up.
He's on the
way. Oh, he is on the way. And he also expressed interest in possibly joining the board, but I don't know if that's under new business.
It is. So we done with unfinished business?
What about the legal fees for land? What are we doing with that? Anything at all?
I thought we couldn't do anything with that.
No, well, we can't really ask him for it, but we can make... See, the next thing is the dues and the Lines Avenue fees for their boats. It's going to fall within that grouping on how we're going to do that, if we're doing anything at all.
I thought you were going to check with the lawyer to see if we could put that on as a surcharge.
So what we're talking about is raising their fee to make up for some of the legal fees.
I would say just Leander's and have it as a service fee. I don't feel that everybody should be held liable when everybody complied with minimal complaint. He was the only one that caused the situation, and I just don't think it's fair to the rest of the group because nobody stood with him. He stood alone. And I think it's more like what you said, is if we can do a surcharge, I don't care if it's $100 every year, I don't care if it's $500 until it's paid off, but it's like, Leander, this, you asked about a surcharge, well, now you got one. It's called your legal fees.
We can't do that.
We can't? Okay. I didn't know. I mean, I just feel we increased their fees. I feel that everybody there, you know,
We can't be singled out. If we did everyone, you could do it, right, Doug? Isn't that how it went? If everybody could, if we raise all of Lines Avenue, that's fine, just like we did last year. But you can't single him out for the legal fees by getting it as a surcharge to get paid back for that.
That's my understanding.
Did we ask the attorney?
I don't think Caroline, when I gave
his
hand,
it was
a
little
bit.
Well, can we ask the attorney? Listen, this guy sued us. Because of that, we incurred these legal fees. Can we tag that onto him as a surcharge? Because he's the reason.
She said we can't bill him for it. Like, we can't ask for these bills back.
But what about as a surcharge, is what Tommy's asking.
Right, because we incurred these...
So we're not going to send him a bill for $2,000, but like you said, we could do $100 a year or $150 a
year. But you said we can't
single
him out, right? We'd have to charge everybody.
Yeah. I think that's what you said. I could give her a quick email next week when I come home and see.
Okay. I would say...
Because he still would have the right. If he doesn't want to pay that surcharge, he doesn't have to put his vote in. So it still comes down to, you know, it's his choice,
right,
what he wants to do. We're not forcing it. We're just saying this is the reality.
But if we can't do the surcharge, I would say yes, even though technically, on the one hand, it doesn't seem fair to charge the whole street more because of him. Well, we're all incurring that fee, which isn't fair either. So, you know,
right.
I would say, yeah, pin it on them.
Yeah, so, but I mean, then we go into where we're going to raise the fee anyway.
Right.
Well, that's our next grouping.
Isn't the fee higher this year with them?
Yes.
Than last year?
Yes.
So there you go.
They were $100 higher.
Yeah, that's what we did. That's what started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So we raised it again. Fine. It's enough.
All right, let's
write it off as we made a mistake and we didn't put it in the fact he needed to pay the lawsuit. And don't do that again.
Now, can we, this is just a question because I'm on the bylaws committee. Is that something that can be added into the bylaws?
Of course it can.
Okay.
Yes.
Just a question, B.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, that's part of the new bylaws.
Okay.
So we would add into the bylaws makes the association incur legal fees, you're responsible.
Yeah, but that's in the bylaws.
Yeah, sure.
It's probably in the bylaws already.
It's
probably Blean.
That's why I'm partying with $75.
It's probably Blean.
But I think what the main thing is that it might be in our bylaws,
yeah,
but that's not theirs. They're not part of the association.
But it says on the form that they have to abide by our, all
right,
members must comply with the
bylaws. Yeah, but I think that if we be more specific about the
non-members. Put their names in there. Put Lines Avenue,
Kings Avenue.
Put that in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's all.
Okay.
The other option, there is another option, and this is what we started. We had some lawsuits down here that was costly, is that we made it mandatory through our bylaws that you, instead of going right to court and trial and all that, we have a mandatory mediation meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We hire a mediator that we split between
you put that in there too.
Whoever it is and Wildwood Shores.
And put that in there too.
Hey, Rainey, can you single out that page in your HOA and send me a copy of your HOA just so I can have, you know, take a look to say, you know, what makes sense from that we could incorporate into ours?
Okay, I'm just writing this down so I don't forget.
Okay, thank you.
Mediation. Okay. Because that will save a lot of money.
We missed a comment.
Was that tonight?
Tomorrow night, too.
Oh, cool. Got great pictures of the
sunset.
I saw Tony's pictures of the what was that?
I know. I got awesome pictures, too. Yeah. It was crazy beautiful.
I missed that, too. Okay, are we done with unfinished business?
Yeah.
Enough of that.
No.
New business. 2025 WASPO dues.
Leave them the same,
did Lions Avenue fees.
Leave them the same, please.
You want to table that for the next time?
What?
All the dues stuff.
Well, we already did Lions Avenue fees. We did the review of the boat app.
We didn't do the fees.
We didn't do the fees. We talked about
it. No, that's the first. Oh, what? Lions Avenue fees?
Yeah.
Fees for what?
You want to raise them.
I thought we already did this year.
Last year.
We didn't. So I thought we added 100 this year.
25.
That was last year.
So add another 100.
I'm getting.
You want to do 100, or you want to ease into it at like 50?
You want to like
go hide under the rock?
Really piss them off? Okay, $50.
We're never going to get these docks fixed. All right, my family can see, and what are you going to do while we're going?
We have a quorum? We have a quorum? We lost two? We lost one.
We're down three.
Seven.
We're down three?
Tonight we're down three.
Whose fees are we talking here? Lions Ave? Non-members?
No, we're talking about regular members. And then we're talking about...
Regular members? $5, please. It's getting expensive to live here.
Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we have a quorum.
So, you want to do Lions Avenue fees first? Okay, so... $50 up over last year's 100 up.
Last year it was really $300 up because we were $200 up for our host.
We? You got a frog in your pocket? We.
Hello?
Oh, you
no, pet- she's right. Their rates were raised by 300, ours were raised by 200.
Okay. Theirs was 100 more.
Fine. They need to be more than us.
Yes.
So, is it 50 or 100 more this year?
How about they go 100 and we go 50?
Mm.
Mm.
I don't know.
And we're just talking about the boat slips.
Not.
You're not talking about membership dues, you're talking about boat slips?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, this is boat slips?
Oh, Jesus, God. Don't get Peter started on the dues. He's ready to like.
Well, the, yeah.
All right, so slips. This is just boat slips. What do you want to do? 50 for us, 100 for them?
That's what she's saying.
How about 100 for them and none for us?
I like that. Okay.
Let them pay. Raise them 100.
What are we making a motion, or what are we talking about? For
what are you going to
raise? We don't have a number yet.
What are you going to raise?
We're doing. We're talking about boat slips for Lions Avenue.
Whenever you raise Wildwood Shores, you got to raise Lions Avenue $50 more.
Why do we have to do that?
That's what you said. Did you say that? Whatever Wildwood Shores goes up.
No, she said that.
So Wildwood Shores.
They won't know. They're
waiting.
Who's currently waiting list?
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about this year
for the large
25.
And then I think there's one person that's interested in a regular size.
And we raised it how much last year?
We raised our fees 200.
200? So I would say 50.
Was it 200 plus tax?
75 this year?
Everything I think is always.
So it's like 800 something?
799.69 right now.
I say leave ours alone this year and raise those people $100 this year.
The non-members.
Yes. Lines out. Somebody can turn it into a motion or have more discussion.
Any discussion?
I'm totally against raising any fees this year.
Even for them?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because we raised the fees substantially last year, and the thing was to, you know, I know I'm just going to forget about the Leander lawsuit because it's bridge under the water, and that money's already gone, and I just feel that to raise it. They've never been raised that amount within such a short period. It's just my opinion. I agree with how, you know, I'll stand by whatever the board goes with, but my opinion is I think that there was a big increase last year because there weren't increases.
Yeah, you had that whole spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's how we came up with the 200 and 300, because, and even with our own dues going up. I just feel in today's world that we did it last year, and, you know, we're trying to chase money that Leander cost us. And I'm just like, look, we can't chase it. It's gone. So to me, to raise it is just going to start a whole new battle. And I'm just not up to another battle with them. And it's going to start another battle. And especially if we raise theirs and don't raise ours, I think that's just my personal opinion. I think, you know, to go into 2026 and look at it again, I'd be more open to it.
I agree with you. And to add to that point, we did also institute the fee for Lions Ave for the...
If somebody wants to join the beach,
we also instituted the move-in fee for
the
whole neighborhood.
Including Lions Ave.
We're chasing down... You know, with these judgments now, I agree.
Yeah,
we should leave.
And we never did a 500 fee for Lions Avenue. And again, it's only if they want to get a boat slip, get on a waiting list for a boat slip, and have access to one beach. That's $500 for the season for them. And we've never had that before. So I think that's a plus. You know, we've got other money coming in on other avenues that I feel is... I just feel in good faith. People, you know, the majority were good about it, and I just feel like that's shoving a poker up somebody's butt when they have, you know, they don't deserve it. And I'm sorry Leander did that, but we've learned. And, you know, I think that with the bylaws committee and changing the bylaws, that moving forward, it's going to give a clearer picture to them and to us in the future.
Do you know how much our property taxes will run?
I think we came down a little bit.
With the new assessment?
Because
I think we need to take that, all that stuff into consideration. This place still needs to be fixed. The dock over at Pell Beach still needs to be replaced. So, I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but see, it's not like...
Yeah.
I can't tell you for sure, but I'll check on it.
So then...
I mean, we did get to the new building, so...
But the interesting thing is, if we get this moving... This is a lot of money.
That is a lot
of money. If we get court judgments, we'd be looking at 6,000. I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm watching Kramer, and it's like if he dies, it's like, well, okay, who's getting the listing? I know it's not going to be me, but whoever does, it's like we're going to be right on top of it. And I mean, I hate to say it, but that's, you know, that may happen in 2025 because he's really, really ill. And I know they're not going to keep the house. You know, it's just nobody's there. And it's... Probably needs a lot of work.
I think so.
Susie, the other one, Pebble, she's just a disaster. I've tried repeatedly to get that house, and she's also on. She's gonna be losing it on taxes too. She's behind on her taxes. Ten Pebble. She's also very behind on her taxes, town taxes. So it's only a matter of time that's going to go up too.
That's the number one. That's the 6,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Carol. That's Carol Hughes.
So they aren't paying the taxes.
So if we make a good collection on that shit list, then we're looking at a new dock at Pebble.
Well, the problem with her is we don't want it to go in foreclosure, because if she forecloses that property and it goes into a Chapter 7 with the lawyers, we're going to be so far down the list of payments, we're never going to get paid. So that's the thing is I've been trying to get her to sell the house.
So let's get the judgment.
Yeah, because that's more important. If we get a judgment on, even if we go after that specific one and Kramer's, I hate to go on somebody's deathbed, but money's money.
Is there any mortgages on any of these units and houses?
I can check. That's very easy for me to check. That's I can check on Kramer. I doubt Kramer does, but I can check Kramer's and I can check Susan's and or not Susan's or the one at 10 Pebble. Because that's all county record. That's all public record, whether she's got how many liens she's done.
Wouldn't the money get paid to the mortgages first and then we come in after that?
Well, the chain of command is government is first, which would be town and any IRS or any things like that. Then comes the first mortgage. Then if there's a second mortgage, the second mortgage. We fall in line with credit cards, but if we do have a judgment, it would move us up ahead of like credit cards.
If we get to them before the credit
card. So let's get to judgments.
Right. Well, credit cards very rarely will put a lien on a personal property because they're going to sell that off. But if we have a judgment, it puts us higher up the food chain. Like even with a second mortgage, because it goes by the date the judgment is made. So in other words, if we're like second in line and we have that judgment date stamped, then that puts us in that line of payment. So that's where, you know, like in looking at that particular one, getting a judgment is probably the most important.
And the worst.
So, okay. So I don't think we can really count on this money for at least more than a year, right? At least.
Well, hers, God, I don't know. I don't know how judgments work. I don't know whether it goes into where we can, then start foreclosing on her property and if property becomes ours. I don't know. That's
we have like three of them down here that we're working on, and it's over a year already.
Okay.
Now they're going in for the sale, bankruptcy, whatever they call it, the sale, the house, a condo sale. So somebody's going to be buying them.
Right.
But we really can't count on that money yet.
No.
But how are we going to fix the dock? Like, one dock at Pebble is really bad. How much is that going to be to fix? Like,
you get through another
temporary
year.
Stuff. How much is that going to be?
Another, I mean, we can get piecemeal for the third month season.
We have to.
There is the one that all the way at the end, the front of the stage, that cracked a little bit.
So get the boys back, see what the winter does.
Yeah, Steven could do a little patchwork on that.
So what, we...
So we're not going to raise our dues, we're not going to raise Lyons Avenue's dues. No.
Okay, I have to put that down. I didn't have that. Okay.
So we keep all dues and fees the same.
Yes.
And we move forward with.
That'll make for a happy.
So you got to what's this review boat application for Lyons Avenue? Review.
Wait. That I get Charles to walk the kayaks. I have to have it all down. Well, so no raising kayaks and canoes?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
We're going status quo.
Can you get an estimate on fixing the Pebble dock, the main dock? You did on the main dock.
So what was the main floating dock?
Oh, stationary?
I'm talking about the stationary dock. Isn't that what you were talking about?
No.
Just now? Oh, the floating dock.
The floating dock. We're piecing on the other one. Whatever boards need to be replaced, not replaced.
Yeah.
The other ones are fine.
We can muddle through for another year, I think, with some minor repairs in the spring.
Yeah, it's the floating dock that needs to be replaced.
Okay.
The main floating dock. The fingers are fine. The actual main dock itself, yeah, I mean, if you look, they replaced a bunch of boards.
Yeah.
And that was Nancy, Steve's wife, mm-hmm. had requested that. So we could take a look next year and do something. Because that one is not like a, that one's not a complete, you know, rip it out and put it back. Right. You know, the bottom part is fine, so it's just a matter of replacing the top booms as we need them.
Mm-hmm.
The floating dock is imploding.
Yeah, the wakeboards and whatnot, the waves are not helping.
Yeah. So we already did the boat application for Lyons Avenue. We reviewed that. The review of the WASPO boat application, what do we need to do to that?
No, Tony's just going to copy the changes.
Same for the changes? Letter to the boat owners, we got that down.
We have that.
Tony's got that.
I thought I did that. Didn't I send both?
No, I don't. I have the voting application for Lyons Avenue, but I don't have that important information vote letter, which is really the same for both, but I think we should keep it separate and say Lyons Avenue.
So email me the current form that you have, and indicate in the email that you want this one changed specifically for Lyons Ave. And so I know which one exactly that you're talking about.
Okay, I'm leaving tomorrow for a couple of days, so I'll have to do this next week.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll do it as soon as I get it.
All right, thank you.
So we're down to replacement of board member.
Tony's neighbor wants to join.
Is he new? Has he been here 100 years?
He's been here at least 5 years. I think he moved in during COVID. So 4 or 5 years he's been here.
And he wants to be a member of the board?
Yeah.
Because?
Because I asked him if he was interested. I was talking to him after our last meeting. He said he thought his wife might be interested. She's a board member of some condo association. They have a boat. At a slip there, I think it's over by E&T Deli over that way.
I think so.
Yeah.
He told me that he has a condo, but he only if he didn't have the boat slip, he would sell.
Right. Right. Exactly. And he's interested in a boat slip here. He said even if he has to buy a smaller boat just to put in here. He didn't say whether his wife was interested or not, but he said he came back and told me that he would be interested, and I said I would let the board know, and mm-hmm. I'm letting the board know, and if you want to maybe bring him in to talk to him or
do that at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Invite him to the next meeting.
Sure.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, the next meeting is November 23rd.
That's a Thursday, right?
Right. It's a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was just going to say this.
So then Dave can attend. Garcia can only come on Thursdays. On time.
Good.
Now, the reason we changed the meetings to this rotation thing was mainly because of Susan. I mean,
can we make it a standard date?
If the rest of the members here,
I'm fine.
Okay.
Like if Dave's, why don't we wait till Dave to see what the best
put that on the agenda
dates,
for the
yeah.
next meeting.
What's the best dates for everybody? Because I'm available anytime.
We'll do a month every third Thursday of the month.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
This way you can come.
Sure. Well, I'd say put it on the
25.
Put it on the agenda for next meeting. So when Dave's here, and we'll do that.
I think it's a lot easier because it's so much easier to just put it on your schedule and be done with it.
Yeah, and then you know.
Right.
I agree.
I agree. Not that I know of. I don't think there's... I mean, I know 114 Bishop Rock is under contract. We'll hopefully have a closing on that by the end of this month or the beginning of next.
Is that Benny's house?
Huh?
Benny?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the girl moving in is... She's brilliant.
Good friend of Jim. She's really...
Yeah. She's very smart. And she knows a lot of legal crap. So I'll wait. I'll let her move in first before I attack her to say, how would you like to be on... No, I mean, like, when I say this girl is really smart, like, she's a chemist and she works... What was it? She's a DEP...
DEA.
I mean, like, and I mean, right. like, I saw, I've never DEA, seen anybody right. rip apart an illegal contract on our real estate deal. I mean, like, she just is so smart. And I'm like, ooh, I hope. And she only wanted to live in Wildwood Shores. So she loves the community. So hopefully, you know. I know.
Where are we at?
But she wouldn't live anywhere else.
Where are we at with McCarthy helping out with the bylaws?
He said once
on
we yes, but
he
what
said
it is
review it, right?
Yes, he yeah. said once that's the whole thing. Once we get everything and put it into a proper format, then once we've done it 100%, he will review it to say, yeah, you know what, you might have to put a thou and a v and a
okay.
thenceforth.
He's not doing it for free.
No, he said he would look it over for free. I'll double check it. I'll double check it. But he said he would review it for us at no charge. He's not. He doesn't want to be involved with the rewriting this or that. But he said no. He would definitely look okay. over it.
That's good.
Because I thought so.
Because with the that house that was having an issue, what was it, six?
Gonna lose him.
Bonaparte Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told them that he would love to help him, but I'm gonna charge you $300 an hour.
Yes, because that was he's actually was going to facilitate something. He said with the bylaws, he would just look at them.
Good. Okay.
So it was just a review and maybe make a suggestion, but he's not doing any legal work on it. Thank you for hearing when he said that, because it's like if he says something, because when I contact him, I'll be like, look, I just want to make sure, because we have no money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then let's adjourn the meeting.
What about the clubhouse?
What do you mean?
Winterized.
Well, we'll just have to drain the pipes.
Before
it freezes.
Frosty.
The town told me to contact the water department. Every year the meter freezes. So they said, give us a call, we'll come and we'll take it out. And we'll put it in our garage. And then this way, it's not going to break. And then we'll put it back the following
year. Is that the electrical meter?
No,
the
water.
Oh.
If you could send me a text or email, the date that you plan to shut this down, just in case, I mean...
It all depends upon the weather. I mean, next week's supposed to be 7.
Yeah.
So we were, I think... tentatively hoping to do something at some point, maybe.
And I mean,
maybe
we could.
I gotta find a power cord for that speaker. I have to take another picture. I took pictures and then it was like they were really bad.
Are we adjourned?
Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
All in favor?
Aye.